Free Talk Live. It is hour number three of the Thursday edition. You can call in about whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features you will find on our website are totally free. That's freetalklive.com. So last hour I mentioned that we've been sort of following these stories of obscenity prosecutions, as they call them. They've been happening more and more frequently, it seems. And they typically are targeted against individuals who are running websites that happen to have some really explicit content. I don't mean just your average hardcore pornography, which, you know, the definition of hardcore is showing penetration. Not talking about that. I'm talking about, violent rape fantasy porn, talking about bestiality style stuff. I mean, really just the sick, extra sick stuff.
Like, pictures or computer animation of adults having sex with children. Not actual child porn, but like talking about it or drawing of it and that kind of
right,
thing.
That's been prosecuted. Also, violence, like sex with violence involved, the really sadomasochistic style websites. These are some of the people that have been targeted, or some of them have been porn producers themselves. The video producers have been targeted as well by federal agents. And it has been my suggestion, Mark, that, well, again, this is just the beginning of the prosecutions. What they're going to do is they're going to go after the most extreme purveyors of porn first, and the business, the adult industry, has sort of backed away and said, well, you know, just as long as you leave us alone.
Right.
Okay.
Regular sex and everything.
Yeah, we won't stand up for these other guys. They're freaky guys, and it's okay. You can go after them. Just don't hurt us, okay? As though the government cares. You know, as though the government... It's just making the government's job easier, them not getting involved, them not standing up for the freedoms of their counterparts. And now, it's already begun to expand, Mark. In Virginia, two owners of the Virginia sex shop known as Pheromones... except it's spelled Pheromones, were indicted on three misdemeanor charges of violating the state's obscenity laws. Each charge carries a maximum penalty of 12 months in jail and a $2,500 fine. It's in Virginia, by the way, it's a crime to sell adult movies, but not to buy or possess them. Which makes you wonder how on earth they could even have an adult store, a sex shop.
It doesn't make any sense.
Is this a crime that is rarely enforced and is now being enforced?
How else could it be?
Detective John Hughes began his investigation into Leslie Mason and Megan Pacheco's Pheromone store on October 23rd when he purchased Barely Legal Hotties and one other adult film. Another detective returned later that day and purchased two more adult films, according to adult court records. On a subsequent October 27th trip, detectives purchased The Devil and Miss Jones and Deep Throat. Classics from the golden age of adult film. We're talking late 1970s, here,
right,
as I understand it, or 1970s, early 80s, around there, back when people didn't shave, I guess, in porn.
Yeek!
And apparently the Gerard Damiano-directed Deep Throat was successfully used in an obscenity prosecution in Stafford, same place that this happened, North Stafford, Virginia, 20 years ago. So they got this, they got somebody on an obscenity charge for this very same video, two decades in the past, so they figured they'd try it again. Given the relatively tame sexual acts depicted in both of the classic films, First Amendment attorney Lawrence Walters found their selections in an obscenity bust to be strange. Quote, both movies have been around for decades and are now part of the American culture. This might be part of an intentional strategy by the prosecutors because the bar will be set very low for what constitutes an obscene work if they get a conviction.
Yeah.
So do you see what's going on here?
I guess that they're just trying to see what, you know, throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what happens.
Well, apparently something happened 20 years ago with this particular film, so they're trying it again, except now I guess they have a different obscenity statute. I don't know what has changed in the past 20 years to make them all of a sudden start going after porn stores again. Maybe just some Bible-bashing zealot got elected or something like that, some Puritan that wants to enforce his way on everyone else. I don't know what precipitated this, but it's happening. And these people are going to be brought up on three charges. Again, a maximum penalty of 12 months in jail for selling a porn video. $2,500 fine.
You know, it's all going to come in from the Internet at that point, where it's not illegal.
Yeah, that's, well, until they can start putting putting more people out of business on the internet, then, of course, it's all going to go overseas.
From Canada.
Both movies have, additionally, Walter said the inclusion of Deep Throat in obscenity cases has resulted in both convictions and acquittals. So while there's precedent for the case to move forward, the defense can successfully use a counter-argument. Hughes said that purchased movies have a dominant theme. This is the cop, the detective, John Hughes. Have a dominant theme, which is prurient in nature, according to an affidavit from a search warrant. Peterson told Fredericksburg.com, a local news site, that the police investigation was, quote, spurred by complaints from the community. Oh, really?
Really? The community cared?
So, because there's a few Puritans out there in the community who bothered to pick up their phones and complain to the police, supposedly, they went out and shut down somebody's business.
I wonder if I could call the police and complain that they shut down that business, and it would matter.
Yeah, I wonder if they would reverse their prosecution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if three Puritans called and complained about one store, and then six people called and said, hey, I shop there. I buy porn videos from that store. I rent that porn. And I demand this place be left open. Would they say, oh, yeah, you know what? Community's demanding it. We better just reverse our prosecution here.
Ridiculous.
Well, the idea that they would do that is ridiculous.
It's just ridiculous that they're doing it.
Stafford, by the way, hasn't pursued an obscenity case since the 1980s. So apparently now all of a sudden porn stores are offensive, whereas for the past two decades they haven't been. Free Speech Coalition board chair Jeffrey Douglas believes prosecutors might be politically motivated to obtain an obscenity conviction. Quote, one aphorism I use is an obscenity prosecution occurs at the convergence of politics and ideology. Announcing the indictment on the eve of an election is a political stunt. Given that Deep Throat and The Devil and Miss Jones are plot-driven stories that are part of pop culture, makes this case fascinating and one the industry should watch. Quote, this is a good one. It's hard to imagine in this day and age that Deep Throat and The Devil and Miss Jones are prosecutable in a country that's not being run by the Taliban. End quote.
I can't even imagine that they're going after this nonsense. Why? What a waste of taxpayers' money.
Well, apparently these people that complained wouldn't think it's a waste of taxpayers' money. They're probably absolutely pleased as peaches.
Well, those people are just want to spend our money.
Yep. Bunch of do-gooders. Bunch of do-gooding, puritanical, probably evangelical Christians behind this. And they're probably porn addicts secretly themselves. They're probably secret porn addicts that want to shut the store down so they can't go anywhere to buy their porn. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet A toll-free line. Do you know somebody like this? Do you know somebody that would make these complaints? Is anything like this happening in your area? Because this is just, you know, the tip of the iceberg. If they get a conviction on this, Mark, they can go after any porn store in the entire state of Virginia. And then what if this is appealed? You know, what if this is appealed up to the Supreme Court and backed up? Then that's going to back up these sorts of prosecutions all over the country.
Well, it won't entirely. State law doesn't really convert to federal law in that manner, but it can be used to cite as the prosecutions in other states can cite it as precedent. That's for certain. But they would have to have a law like Virginia has a law, and I don't know. And neither does anybody else listening, and neither do the cops if there are anti-porn laws in the particular state they're in. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many laws that a person could never read them all.
Yeah, and I'm betting they probably have obscenity laws in pretty much every state. And so then it's just a matter of arresting somebody, slapping them with an obscenity charge, and seeing if it sticks in court. So this could happen anywhere. And now it's happening in Virginia, and maybe it's going to be happening somewhere near you. And it's all a result of these Puritans in this country who believe that they can just force everybody to have the same moral system. They believe that their set of values is inherently true and correct and must be imposed upon the rest of the populace at the point of a gun. Because if these people go back and continue selling porn videos after they've been convicted, they're just going to get targeted again. And again and again, if they keep going back, they're going to get thrown in jail, and this is bad news, man. This is not good for freedom in the United States. Regardless of what you think of porn, people should be free to purchase and consume it if they like. Do you disagree? 800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's SoftTalk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control and bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show. Dial-up version. Both of them completely free. freetalklive.com.
Hey, send some something unique to your friends this Christmas. Check out these cool business card-sized CD holiday greeting cards. They have a special Bethlehem postmark. And if you go to this website, Ian, they have the it's this guy's eBay store, and you can click through and you can see all these business card-sized pictures of, like, snowmen and Bethlehem and the three wise men and that kind of thing. So, and this guy's a real freedom fighter. Go to www.ebay.com. eBay.2Freedom. That's the number 2Freedom.com. That's eBay.2Freedom.com.
All right, there you go.
Check it out.
All right, so we were talking about profanity and obscenity and these obscenity prosecutions that are going on, continue to go on in the United States to very little fanfare. I mean, these people are being prosecuted. In this case, it's two people that are running were running a porn store, an adult store, in the state of Virginia, being brought up on charges because they sold a porn to some guy who happened to be a detective. They sold a porn video to somebody who voluntarily bought a porn video. I mean, this isn't like they went out. I could understand, maybe, if they went outside of their store with a projector unit and projected, you know, 100 inches of porn on the side of the building next door in the middle of the night next to a highway. I could understand maybe a charge being brought in that particular case. Then in that case they're displaying obscenity so the kids on the kids in the cars with their parents could see it. That, you know, might hold some water. But to suggest that there's something that's illegal or something wrong with selling a product to a consenting adult is absolutely outrageous and anathema to the principles this country supposedly stands for.
And, you know, it's contrary to what the majority in this country would want. But
are you saying the majority in the country want porn?
I would say that the majority in the country would want people to be able to buy porn. Now,
I hope you're right.
You could start chipping away at that and you'd ask people, well, do you want everybody to be able to buy S&M porn? What about porn where they're hanging themselves from hooks in the bathtub? You know, and
yes and yes.
You would say that, but once you start getting into the sick stuff and you ask people questions and things like that, then they're gonna start backing off their answer. But basically, people want you to have the right to purchase porn, whether or not they want to do it or whatever. But it's just a vocal minority.
That's all it's always been.
And these are old laws.
Apparently they are, but what is old is new again, Mark.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. Let's go, since we were in Virginia, let's go across the border. Let's go to Canada and talk about what's going on with college professors in Canada. This is very interesting.
I think this is very interesting in the light that here in the United States, it's becoming, you just read the story where it was illegal for you to smoke anywhere in this town in California.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere in the town. The use of medical Toronto... Reuters. The use of medical marijuana has given two Toronto professors the right to something that many students could only dream of. The access to specifically ventilated rooms where they can indulge in peace. The two at the esteemed University of Toronto and York University, north of the city, suffer from chronic medical conditions that some doctors say can be eased by smoking marijuana.
Hmm.
They're among nearly 1,500 Canadians who have won the right to use the drug for health reasons. Using
won the right.
Yes.
I love these words. Yes. As though you can win
you can
and
possibly
lose
win
rights.
A right. If you
rights
want
are supposed
it,
to be inherent.
It's not a right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And if it's something you won, never mind.
Yeah.
So, using human rights legislation, the two petitioned their employers for the right to light up in the workplace. They faced a legal struggle, but the universities eventually agreed. Without the medication, I'm disabled, and I'm not able to carry out meaningful and valuable productive work, said York University criminology professor Brian McLean.
He's a criminology professor.
who great. Suffers from a severe form of degenerative arthritis. It helps me to maintain my mobility as a physical problem, but it also helps me to keep the pain at a distance so that I can focus on my work.
Hmm.
McLean's three-month battle to persuade York University to provide a light-up room finally obtained this month, in short comparison to the University of Toronto philosophy professor Doug Hutchinson's year-long struggle. It took Professor McLean a season, 3 full months, to get a similar accommodation, and I believe that in Canada now we should hope that the next person gets the accommodation in not more than a month, said Hutchinson.
Wait a minute. They built a special room for this one guy?
I don't
smoke pot in.
I don't know whether they built it or whether they just
renovated it.
Whatever.
The room was probably already there, but the ventilation system to me sounds a little unusual.
Yeah, but the room probably was and was probably ventilated. And you know, it's Toronto. Half the year, these people cannot go outside.
Yeah,
they'll die. The weather, just kill them right there instantly. So cold, you die.
I don't know if it's that.
I don't know. McLean says the three-month response time from the university put him in a vulnerable position both medically and professionally as he smoked joints on the edge of campus and thus the edge of law. He He now uses a special vaporizer that he says allows him to absorb the medical components of marijuana without the residues that come from smoking a joint.
It's true.
Yep. Health Canada figures show that 1,492 people are authorized to possess marijuana for medical purposes in Canada, although it's not clear how the law on using the drug tallies with the Ontario provincial legislation that bans smoking in the workplace. So Canada, where laws on the possession of marijuana are much less tough than those in the United States, has allowed the use of marijuana for medical purposes since 2001. The government grows the drug in part from a in part of a zinc mine in Flin Flon, Manitoba, and sells it to authorized users at $5 a gram.
Yeah, we talked about the government's pod in Canada. It's apparently pretty bad stuff. As in bad, as in you don't want it.
Yeah, I'm
Unless
sure.
it's gotten better. Which...
I wouldn't. Why would it?
Yeah.
They're not motivated.
Right. So Canada, you know, they're doing better than the United States. They're not quite as bad off as we are as far as their marijuana legislation is concerned. Not perfect over there quite yet. I mean, only allowing 1,400 people access to this particular drug, and I presume that's only to the government supply. So, it's good news, I guess. I don't know. It's not great news, but it's not bad.
Mm-hmm. It's just interesting that they get the, you know, smoke there, and they're in the university in special right. ventilated rooms while
the cigarette smokers have to go outside
to smoke. Even it's banned in the workplace to smoke, but they have to be able to they have to provide these medical guys with I don't know.
That's very
medicine.
Funny. and maybe he's getting around the smoking law by the vaporizer. That might be the workaround.
Mm-hmm.
Considering they say you can't smoke in the workplace, well, vapor isn't smoke. And if in case you've never heard of the vaporizer, it's a pretty interesting concept. Basically, the idea is when you're smoking marijuana or any plant matter, tobacco, whatever, you're essentially combusting it. You're applying a flame to plant matter and burning it.
Right.
Well, vaporizing is different. You essentially, vaporizers are usually basically a soldering iron with a special attachment on the top of it that essentially turns it into a bowl for smoking, or not smoking, but for vaporizing things in. You plug it in, you wait for it to heat up, till maybe 5-10 minutes, I'm not sure how quick they are, but you wait for them to heat up, then you put the plant matter into this little smoking apparatus, and you can watch as this sort of whitish vapor starts, it's totally different color from smoke, starts to sort of rise up from the plant matter, and it fills this glass globe that's over top of it, and you just inhale the vapor from the glass globe. It's much less harsh than smoking things. And apparently, it's much better for you as well. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We got bad drug war news coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you know you have been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy and everything is done legally and within the law. We have better than a 90% success rate. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. The process is simple and is non-judicial. It's an easy letter-writing process that can be done by anyone with a personal computer. With our package, you also get the Credit Secrets Bible, loaded with valuable information about credit restoration and credit repair and much, much more. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. It's really quite easy. Go to 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. And you can get on it by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That is updates.freetalklive.com. And register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum. To get registered to learn more, that's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Talking about the war on drugs. This is the bad news in the war on drugs. There's some good news coming out of Canada, but the bad news, of course, coming from the United States. Bradenton, Florida, as a matter of fact.
Hey, that's my home. That's my hometown.
Yeah, that's pretty close to where I used to live as well. But, for years, the Bradenton Police Department, according to the Herald Tribune, has quietly, without judicial review, confiscated hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash and property from people they arrested for drug possession and other crimes.
Mm. You know, the Bradenton Police Force has been, they were involved in this whole Delta Task Force.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that the sheriff?
I can't remember.
That's the sheriff.
Oh, that's the sheriff? Okay, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, Manatee County and the whole deal there is messed up.
Mm, yes, it is. Well, the police bypass the courts and confiscate money and property on the spot through a department-created form called the Contraband Forfeiture Agreement. By signing it, a person agrees to relinquish their property to the police and waive any rights that they have to try to get it back through the courts.
Well, what about, do they sign this so that they don't get charged?
Oh, I don't know about that.
They just put a piece of paper in front of them.
Yeah, that's probably what they're doing. You remember the story about Eugene Seiler? He's the drug dealer. He was a drug dealer.
Yeah, the one that they beat up.
They beat the crap out of him. On audio tape. They didn't know they were being taped.
This wasn't the
Bradenton. But what were they trying to get him to do when they were beating him up?
Confess?
Sign a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Sign it, Eugene. Sign it. Remember that?
Yeah.
There was a full 40 minutes of them beating this man, attempting to get him to sign a very similar waiver. In some cases, including one last year where police seized more than $43,000 from a man during a traffic stop, people have signed over cash and other property without ever getting charged with a crime. The cash and revenue from other forfeited property, such as cars, DVDs, and TVs, go into a police bank account and is spent on equipment, drug abuse prevention and community-based programs, and donuts. The bank account has reached $150,000 in recent years. Attorneys and constitutional law scholars say they're concerned Bradenton police may be pressuring people to sign away property. You think?
Really?
No, the police would do something like that and their legal rights without an attorney. State laws under the Florida Contraband Forfeiture Act say a person is entitled to have a judge, not a police officer, determine the merits of forfeiture. Quote, who knows what they're telling people to get them to sign it, said a Sarasota-based defense attorney, Henry Lee, who represented a woman last year in a police forfeiture case in Bradenton. This is a source of revenue for the police, and it's just rife for abuse. A Manatee County judge last year found fault with the department's forfeiture procedure in a case where the police took more than $7,000 from a woman arrested for a driver's license violation after a traffic stop. So she doesn't even have, I mean, these people don't even, there's just no evidence of drug use or abuse or dealing. Apparently, just the fact that there's cash is the evidence of the drug use or drug dealing.
And, just having cash, that's all.
Right. And they put a form in front of this woman, took the cash from her, and let her go. Hey, should be feeling good there, lady. You didn't go to jail. It only cost you $7,000.
You shouldn't have had all that cash.
Judge Douglas Henderson said Jacilia Baines, age 28, didn't knowingly and willingly agree to give up her attorney, despite the appearance of her name on the department's forfeiture agreement. Police were ordered to return the money. That's a rarity.
Okay.
Bradenton Police Chief Michael Radziłowicki said Henderson did not dismiss the agreement itself in the Bannels case. He said he didn't say the written agreement wasn't any good. If the courts were say we're doing something improper or illegal, we'll change it. So they haven't changed it. They aren't going to be changing it.
No, why would they? There's all that money to be had.
The contraband agreement, which purports to be a binding legal document, is expected to become the centerpiece of a court fight in Manatee County. A lawsuit filed recently challenges the legitimacy of the forfeiture document. The case is rooted in the police seizure of, this time, $10,000 from a 20-year-old Orlando man, Delane Johnson, in July. Johnson, questioned amid a robbery investigation, was arrested on a rarely used charge of failing to report a business transaction that exceeds $10,000. But prosecutors said it's not a crime to carry that amount of cash.
Hold on. You have to report a business transaction of $10,000 or more?
It sounds like a drug money laundering crime.
What happens
so-called?
If I buy a car from you for $11,000?
You are supposed to report it.
To whom?
To the authorities.
Who are the authorities in this case?
I don't know. They don't make it clear in the article. But there's somebody
there is,
that you're supposed to report to.
Right, and I'm supposed to know this?
Yes, you're supposed to know all of the laws, Mark. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. Get out the books and sit down and read them, sir. How dare you say you don't know what the law is?
God.
I personally spend 10 hours every day reading the law.
You'd have to.
Well, yeah, you would, and then
you'd never make it.
You might actually be able to scratch the surface of maybe the zoning code if you spent 10 hours a day reading law.
Right,
but really,
your whole life.
It's insane to believe that people are supposed to know these things. So the prosecutor said it's not a crime to carry $10,000, and the state dropped the charge in August. Now Johnson, the man in question, police say, signed away his rights to the cash, and authorities deposited the money in a police account within a week of the arrest. Police say it'll take a court order to get them to return Johnson's cash. So it doesn't matter that they had to drop the charges. Since he signed this piece of paper, cops get to keep his money. Isn't that cool? I mean, if you're a cop, all you have to do is get somebody to sign a piece of paper, and you get to take all their money from them. And it's fully legal.
And it goes straight to the police department, or?
It goes into a police account, yes. Johnson's attorneys want a judge to force the police department to use the courts in forfeiture cases and stop negotiating with people as they're arrested. Bradenton's the only law enforcement agency in the area that doesn't file its forfeiture complaints in court to initiate proceedings. Hopefully we'll put a stop to it when we get it in front of a judge. There are possible corruption charges on a criminal level. Yeah, but not very likely. It's not very likely that if this does get overturned, they'll just flip it over and they'll stop with the form and they'll come up with something else. Nobody's going to get brought up on charges.
No. I can't imagine they would.
Police dismiss any notion they're bullying people.
No police are going to get brought up on
right,
charges.
Right, that's what I mean. Police dismiss any notion they're bullying people into signing away cash and property.
Oh, we're not doing that.
The police chief defends the practice, saying a person has a right to decide how to dispose of their property. Quote, people involved in crime are more apt to walk away from the money. We're not looking to take money from innocent people. We're only trying to take the profit out of the narcotics business.
Oh, because it's so easy to get your money back if it's legitimate. I'm sure that it's just very easy to get your 10 grand back.
But they're not looking to take money from innocent people, Mark.
Absolutely. They're just looking to take money.
Right.
And then it depends on, well, you know, they try hard enough and they wait the years and file all the paperwork that we want them to do in order to get it back. Then it might, maybe they weren't so bad.
These cops are so slimy. This guy is such a slime ball. To say something like, well, they're not looking to take money from innocent people. Well, sir, you have been taking money from innocent people. It's clear they're innocent because no charges were brought against
right.
them. And even if the charges were brought, they haven't been convicted. These are people that had money on them. They're guilty of having cash.
That's
not a crime, nor should it be. Rad Zelowski, the bureaucrat, said very few people who contest forfeiture actually win in court. Johnson isn't the first person who later had second thoughts about signing their property away. He said, this isn't the first, and it won't be the last legal fight. Yeah, that's right, because we're going to fight to the death so we can have our little forfeiture form to force on people who are scared. Because, first of all, even if you are a drug dealer, or you're not, either way, you're probably going to be somewhat, scared by the fact that the police are surrounding your car, demanding you allow them to search. They're just authoritarian and frightening in demeanor. For anybody, I think.
Yep.
Except the most hardened of criminals. And...
Well, or people that know their rights.
That's true. But even though even if you know your rights, you can still get an adrenaline rush and get pretty, frightened
sure.
by men with guns standing around
sure,
you.
Sure.
And when those men with guns start to suggest that you sign a piece of paper, and that if you don't sign this piece of paper, they're going to take you down to the pokey, throw you in a cage... Then there's, a lot of people that would go ahead and sign that piece of paper believing the men with guns, who, it's been shown time and time again, lie through their teeth. They just lie and lie and lie. I mean, they might get you to sign the paper and then take you down and throw you in a cage anyway. More on the way, you take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die, with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size, without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Dr. Laura and Daily Horoscopes, well-known ways to give us peeks into our personalities. But now you can throw out your crystal ball, because when I come back, it's the Automotive Psychic Hotline. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com.
BG.
We've analyzed, meditated, and medicated. Now, we learn the secret to our innermost selves is car color. This psychological wisdom is courtesy of Britain's Royal Auto Club. If you prefer red, you're outgoing. If there's black in your garage, you're ambitious. Go for green and half the hassle from other drivers. Uh-oh, if pastels are your pick, you're 8 times more likely to have suffered depression than drivers of silver cars. So remember, what your sign is passe. Go for the gusto with car color, please. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Oh, even in these remaining moments here in the Thursday edition, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you to take control, and it is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You can join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. All of the features we give you there are for free. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you $5, $6, or $7 a month to give you access to their membership forums. We do it all for free, up front. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show in return. You know, you like the site, you like the features, you like the freedom. Well, send us a couple bucks a month through the AMP program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and join the over 305 amplifiers that we have. Send us $3 a month. We'll turn it into more radio stations airing the show. We'll turn it into more new listeners listening to Free Talk Live, thereby more new people hearing the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's valuable to you, then that's one more reason you should AMP. And besides, there's some perks that you'll get access to as well. Get all of the details at amp.freetalklive.com. That is amp.freetalklive.com. So talking about the police department in west central Florida, the coast, Sun Coast, where we hail from originally, that has just been taking money from people. They've got a form, and it's a form that the department itself created. The form is called the Contraband Forfeiture... Wait a minute. Yeah, Contraband Forfeiture Agreement. And by signing said form, the person is apparently agreeing to relinquish their property to the police and waive any rights that they have to try and get it back through the courts. Now, this has become a fairly controversial provision, though this isn't unusual. It's not unusual. This isn't the only police department in the country that's taking money from people. This goes on all over the place. It's just these are the only ones that we know of, at least, that have a form that they're getting people to sign in order to legitimize the stealing of their money.
It's pretty clever for a police department that's, you know, the Bradenton Police Department, who's, you know, the other name for Bradenton is Bradentucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not known for, you know, their smart ideas up there in Bradenton.
Right. Well, police stopped. Here's a few more examples of them using this form on people. In 2 cases alone last year, police seized more than $100,000. They stopped Ezekiel Maldonado for a traffic violation in 2005 and ended up taking $43,551 from him through a contraband agreement. Court records show that the man was not charged with a crime. Benji Ackerman, 34, was part of a cocaine distribution ring that city police dismantled last year. Ackerman got an 18-year federal prison sentence in June, and city police got $63,000 from him before he was put away. Bradenton police reports
nice.
Show that officers have
That's
seized...
a lot of money that they took there.
They've seized $12,638 from 15 people since early August of this year. Most of those people were arrested on drug-related charges. Jamie Brooks, age 56, was in her front yard when police swooped in last month to target an area fraught with drug sales. Brooks was arrested when investigators said they found drugs and her car and cash were seized. The incident, Brooks said, happened in a flash, and while she sat in the back of a police cruiser, an officer prodded her until she signed over about $1,200 to the Bradenton Police Department. She said she had no idea what she was signing. Only the police told her that, quote, things will go a lot smoother if she signed it. He kept rushing.
Just this ambiguous threat.
Yeah. He kept wearing... Well, this is a lie.
She's in the back. No, that's a threat. Things will go a lot better.
Yeah.
I'm going to break your finger in the back of this cop car if you don't sign this thing.
Yeah, he didn't explicitly say that.
He didn't say that, but I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Right.
You know, when we get to the station and all these people aren't around, I'm going to kick you to sleep.
Mm.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, now we've seen there have certainly been plenty of examples of police just out and out lying to people while they're in the back of police cars. Look, just, you know, you can talk. You don't have to talk to me, but if you do, things are going to go a lot easier on you. You know, these are the things they tell people.
They absolutely do.
But I want my attorney. Well, I'm telling you, things are going to go easier. I'll help you out. I'll help you out if you just help me out. These are lines police use, and they're liars. They are lying to you. If you tell the cops things, they are not intending to help you out. They're going to use that information against you. They're going to help you into a jail cell is what they're going to help you
do.
That's
their job. They're cops. They put people in jail.
So she says, he kept rushing me, like, go ahead. Things will be better if you did. I said, there's going to be some big-time stuff that happens. Oh, she says, it was like, there's going to be some big-time stuff that happens to me if I don't sign it. So they're threatening this woman. Bradenton resident Travis Hickman was arrested this month in a drug investigation, taken to police headquarters, but he was released without being charged with a crime. Police say they saw Hickman throw two pieces of crack cocaine from a car window one evening in the wherever it was. Hickman, who's 21, has a record of drug-related crimes, was searched for drugs. An officer dug into a pocket and pulled out cash. This is drug money. This is drug money, Hickman recalled an officer telling him, holding up his cash. They went all up in my pockets. I didn't have no dope on me that day, he said. An officer put the, quote, white small objects that appeared to be crack cocaine into a bag and placed it into the property department, according to the police. Quote, they're arresting me but trying to tell me I know somebody. They wanted me to set someone up, said Hickman, who denied throwing anything out of the car window. They said they would issue a warrant for my arrest. Police took $30 from Hickman, according to the contraband forfeiture agreement he signed. No amount is too small for these cops.
Apparently not.
Hickman is adamant that police took more money, $250s that were not reported in the agreement. And this is also not unusual. It's very common in drug seizures.
When you're dealing with cash like that, any line of work,
right.
I mean, these guys aren't morally superior. As much as they'd like us to believe it, they are not morally superior to the rest of
the
world.
They're just people,
when
too.
When you're dealing with cash, some of the cash is going to come out missing.
Right. Well, it's your word against theirs. The word of the police, the boys in blue, against some criminal, allegedly. Who's the judge going to believe?
Yeah.
This also happens with drugs as well. The police will do a drug bust, and they'll take for themselves a certain amount of the drugs, and then only report a percentage of them.
With the drugs, it's easier. And here's why. You know, they take the drugs, they get the certain amount. The guys, nobody's going to dispute their drugs being taken, but they may dispute their money being taken. So if I take $12,000 from you and I decide, I'm going to buy a new car with this, you might very well go to the police station the next day and say, he took $12,000. Even if you signed I had you sign a piece of paper and didn't turn that piece of paper in, that makes it less likely that you go to the police department. Having the piece of paper makes it less likely, but drugs are a little safer for them than cash because, what happens if you go to the police station and say, I took $12,000. I say, well, I didn't take $12,000 from him. I'm under suspicion. I'll probably get away with it.
Sure you will.
But I'm under suspicion.
Yeah, but they're not going to investigate you too heavily.
Well, what difference does it make if they did?
It wouldn't.
Right. I just put the $12,000 in my floor safe. Come and get it.
So let's recap what's going on here. And I would like for somebody to tell me the difference between the police and an armed, violent gang of thugs. You get pulled over by people that you know are armed and violent, and they come up to you and search you without your consent and pull out a wad of cash. You just happen to be going to the bank, for instance. You were going to make a deposit. They pull out a wad of cash from your pocket, say a couple $1,000s, and they bring out a form, and they say, look, you sign this form or else. Or else what? Well, something bad's going to happen. Look, you sign this form or else. Look, the form. What's this form do? Well, it lets us take your money from you. Oh, and what's going to happen if I don't sign this form? Well, we're gonna hurt you. Okay, we're gonna hurt you really bad. Maybe we'll leave your brains, strewn across this roadside here. Okay, yeah, I'll sign the form. You guys are the ones. There's a lot of you here, and you've got guns, and I'm scared. I'm gonna sign this form. Okay, there you go. Now you've got my cash. Okay, have a great day, sir. Thanks very much. How's that different from a violent gang of thugs? Does having a form make it any less violent and thuggish, this theft that's going on?
No, nope.
This is theft.
It just cloaks
this is mugging.
It in, yeah, cloaks it in legitimacy.
Right. I mean, you would be outraged if some, you know, thug-looking guys, ones not wearing uniforms, approached you, pulled out their guns, and presented you with a form. You would be insulted. You would say, why are you making me sign this form? Why don't you just take my damn money and leave? That's the only difference here, is these guys have come up with a form to sign. It's absolutely despicable.
It is
and
despicable.
Just more evidence that this is a violent criminal organization known as the police.
It's taking advantage of less fortunate people, ones perhaps
sure.
that aren't as well educated.
You can bet they're not doing this on the rich islands that are nearby with
no.
other people.
They're not
driving
on Riverview Boulevard, stopping people
with
in the Mercedes.
People, yeah, driving BMWs and Jaguars. They're not doing it there. They're doing it to the people that aren't going to fight back.
They're on 14th Street at those old shut-down motels.
Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Only moments remain here. Keith in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, you guys. Hey, listen, great show.
Thanks,
I've
Keith.
Worked for police and fire departments for years, and most of them are really good guys. There's always going to be that other element there. But I wanted to comment, actually, specifically about Jeff Rentz.
You've got, 20 seconds to comment. Do it quick.
I love Jeff Rentz. He and Alex Jones were great.
Oh, good. I'm sure they have lots of fans.
I just wanted to get your... Go ahead and comment on that if you want.
I don't know. Everybody's got their fans. People like some shows. Some people don't like other shows. I think Rance is a bit of a crackpot kook, personally. But, hey,
okay.
If you like his show, then congratulations. And thank you for the call.
He's an extremely good broadcaster.
Oh, well, that's great.
He has very interesting stuff.
I'm sure he does. Thank you, sir. More on the way tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.